I'm all for it. There's a lot of my friends who are for it and against it, of course, but my point of view is it's a one-off thing for Scotland and they should just go for it. I know it'll turn out all right. Yeah, and I hope the people of Cumbria will not be frightened of it either. I don't think there's anything to be frightened of. They're not going to build the wall and put border controls up and things like this.
So you say that you've been fighting for this for years now?
Oh yes, aye. You know, I've lived in Scotland before I came here and I've been wanting independence away from England for a wee while now, and I just hope that that we get it. And I live in Calais now. I love being in Calais. I love being in England. I love English folk and all. But that's not going to change my attitude. Yeah, I want independence for Scotland and all the best to them.
Like you said, you live in Calais now, so you won't be able to vote. How do you feel about that?
Oh, a wee bit disappointed, of course, but that's the rules and regulations of it. You know, I'll miss out, but I just hope that the people of Scotland say yes.
Why do you feel like it is quite frustrating for a lot of people who, in the same situation as yourself, they've moved here and that means they don't have a vote?
Of course it's frustrating. You know, the people like me that have lived in Scotland all my life, apart from the last 2.5 years, and they want the best for Scotland. You know, my point of view is that, you know, I'm happy to let the people of Scotland have their vote. But the outcome of it will be whatever comes out of it.